Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'd like to welcome our newest affiliate station to the Minnesota Military Radio Network, AM 1320 KOZY Grand Rapids. And we're recording live from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. In just a moment, we're going to meet the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and one of the members of the board of directors. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
95 years ago this week, National Guard soldiers from Minnesota, Iowa, the Dakotas, and Nebraska came together at Camp Cody, New Mexico, to form the unit we now know as the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division. Then named the Sandstorm Division, they were prepared to deploy for World War I, only to arrive in the closing days of combat. 23 years later, the division activated for World War II as the first U.S. division to be shipped overseas. Private Henke of Hutchinson, Minnesota, is credited as being the first American soldier to step off the boat in support of the war effort. The division participated in six major campaigns in North Africa and Italy. The Red Bulls are credited with amassing 517 days of continuous frontline combat, more than any other division in the European theater. Portions of the 34th are credited with more than 600 days of frontline combat. For their persistence and heroism, soldiers of the division were awarded 98 Distinguished Service Crosses and 11 Medals of Honor. The U.S. Army Rangers trace their lineage to the division. During World War II, the 1st Ranger Battalion was formed under the command of a Red Bull officer, Captain William Darby. 80% of the 1st Ranger Battalion volunteers came from the 34th Infantry Division and soon took on the infamous name of Darby's Rangers. Since September 11, 2001, the 34th Infantry Division has provided significant support worldwide, participating in operations Joint Forge in Bosnia, Joint Guardian in Kosovo, Vigilant Hammer in Europe, Mediterranean Theater Operations in Egypt, Joint Task Force Bravo in Honduras, Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, Iraqi Freedom and New Dawn in Iraq and Kuwait, as well as multiple Homeland Defense missions in support of Operation Noble Eagle. In all, more than 11,000 Red Bulls have deployed and served with distinction in support of global contingency operations since 9/11. The division's birthday is specified as the official unit date of the 34th Infantry Division by the U.S. Army Center of Military History. As such, August 25th will be commemorated with stories, displays, and ceremonies of the unit's past accomplishments. Happy 95th birthday, Red Bulls. Thank you to all the soldiers who have served and are currently serving in this outstanding division. Thank you for listening. Today's veterans are talented, team-oriented, and technologically savvy. Help good businesses get better by hiring today's veteran.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, we're recording live today from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo, where we've got 200 golfers out here helping us raise funds for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And I'm pleased to have the chairman of the board of the foundation, Bill Popp, with us. Bill, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you, Sir Thomas.
And we've got a board member with us, Bill. Who'd you bring?
We've got General John Trost with us here today.
General Trost, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. I look forward to being with you here.
Bill, can you give our listeners that might have had their head in the sand for the last few years, what is the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and how long have you been at it?
Well, we've been at it since 04, and we help military families when they have a financial crisis. And One of the things that we know is when we help one military family, we're helping all military families. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. So I want to put a big thank you out there to all the people that have contributed to the Military Family Foundation so far. And Sir Thomas, you have outdone yourself again. This is a spectacular golf tournament. And again, 3M has done a great job of hosting us. But my compliments to you. How do you keep doing this? I think you may be the world's best promoter, Sir Thomas.
Well, thank you, Chairman Pop. We eat, drink, and sleep this and work on it. Tomorrow I'll start working on next year's tournament.
Certainly do.
I've been fortunate. I've met a lot of business folks over the last 35, 40 years, and I twisted every arm I could find, sir.
Well, you know what?
They're all out here today.
They may have twisted arms, but they've all got smiles as well, so you do a spectacular job.
And they keep coming back year after year because they know the great cause.
God bless them.
And General Trost, you recently retired from the Guard?
I did. I retired with 41 years in the military, 38 of them with the Minnesota National Guard. And I tell you, it's a wonderful organization, and they really represent the state of Minnesota extremely well. So, and they're doing some heavy lifting for our nation as well. So it's pretty good to look back and say I was a part of that great organization and really enjoy it. And their families are also a wonderful part of the military family, but more important, they're a great part of our communities in Minnesota as well. They really, really do some of the heavy lifting of any type of a deployment that our soldiers do, and they're great, great people.
And General, how long have you been on the board with Mr. Pop?
We've been on the board since 2005, so I've really been fortunate to see the foundation grow over time and what the foundation does to help families, to help soldiers. And when Mr. Pop, the chairman, says that we really do help a bigger organization when you help a family, it is so true. The soldiers say, take care of my family when I'm deployed. And the foundation is a safety net for those families, and it really does provide a requirement, a need over time. And they've really, the foundation has really shown its value in terms of what we can do with financial help to the families of deployed soldiers.
In general, I'm sure you've seen some interesting grants over those years.
You know, I'm not sure how we can come up with some of these things that we end up having to help the families with, but everybody in life knows that they have unexpected expenses, and that's really what the foundation is good at doing, is we're able to cover many of these different things, from an automatic transmission going out on a car to a water heater to a furnace to a tornado damages. You name it, I think anything to do with what goes on around the home, we probably have covered at one time or another. So it's really a wonderful foundation. It does a yeoman's work in taking care of families.
In general, with today's technology, if you're a deployed troop halfway around the world and something goes wrong at home, you find out about it real quick, don't you?
You hear from it from the soldier, and the soldiers are really, really let people know about it. But, you know, we have a hard time getting our families to say, help us a little bit, would you please? So if you know some soldier or some family is in tough straits right now, please say something to somebody, and let's see if the Military Family Foundation can't be of help. And that happens every now and then because they're really a proud bunch, our families are. But we do take care of them in any way, shape, or form that we can.
We're speaking with Bill Pop and Major General John Trost, recording live from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo on Minnesota Military Radio. Mr. Pop?
Yes, Sir Thomas.
You've been at this a long time, and I know we've told this story over and over again, but when a troop is deployed and they find out there's problems at home, they're distracted, and that's dangerous for their buddies, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. You know, when the soldiers go out on patrol, there's 8 soldiers in a squad, and if one of the soldiers in the squad's attention is on the problems, that the financial problems that the family has at home, they aren't doing their duty to protect their battle buddies. So when we are helping that family at home, we are helping that soldier to stay on focus and stay engaged and involved in the mission of that day with their battle buddies. And, you know, it's really helpful for every family to know that there is an organization like the MMFF to help when there is a financial crisis.
Bill, there's a lot of good corporate folks out here today helping us raise some money so that we can take care of the military families. But, and we're going to talk to the Family Assistance Center a little later on the show. But can you just briefly tell our listeners, we've got a great delivery system, and the money doesn't escape, does it?
Oh, no. Yeah, and it is a great system through the Family Assistance Centers. They proactively stay involved with deployed military soldier families, and they know what's going on in that household. And, again, when there is that financial crisis, they alert us, and we are able to take action. And, you know, military families, they do not make a lot of money. So it does not take a lot of things to go wrong to create a financial crisis for them.
And, Bill, one other thing I'm kind of proud of on behalf of the board and being a board member is we don't take weeks to make up our minds, do we?
No. It's depends on the sense of urgency, but we can have it done in minutes.
And literally have in many cases.
Yes, we have.
General, we just got about a minute or so left. Any final thoughts about the MMFF?
You know, if you were to share some of the requests that come through, you would see the need and the needs that are really being met by the foundation. And anything you can do to help the foundation with their resources, we'd appreciate it. It's going to a very worthy cause. It solves many problems for our deployed soldiers and their families, and it is really a good deal. Thank you.
And you can find more information at MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org. Mr. Pop, 30 seconds left. Final thoughts for our listeners.
Thank you to everybody that has donated. There's literally thousands of people that have donated to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We can't say thank you enough to you. And if you see fit, please donate again.
And, Bill, I'm going to let you and the general get back to work on the putting green, thanking all these good corporate citizens.
Aye. Thank you, Sir Thomas.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today. That was Bill Popp and Major General John Trost. We're recording live from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Lake Elmo. At the Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording live today from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Joining me now from the Minnesota National Guard is Chaplain Richard Rittmaster. Chaplain, welcome to the show.
Sir, it's great to be here.
Chaplain, we got a beautiful day out here in the golf course for a lot of folks out here helping us raise money to help Minnesota military families. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It is. I think it's about the best that Minnesota has to offer.
Chaplain, can you tell us how long have you been in the military?
Well, I've been, I got two stages. In the 1980s, I was in the Air Force, and I was a flying officer back then, and then came back in the 2007 as a chaplain and in the Army. And so I've been doing that now for a little over 5 years.
And the chaplain corps of the Minnesota National Guard, how many chaplains are there?
Well, there are 20-plus chaplains in the Minnesota National Guard. And, you know, we serve all the battalions and the brigades in the Minnesota National Guard and Air National Guard.
And, chaplain, in the last 10, 11 years, there's been a lot of deployments, and I would guess there's been a lot of work for the chaplains to do to take care of our troops and their families.
That's true. You know, it's been a lot of movement back and forth, and of course, deployments are a pretty disruptive experience for families, and you know, that's why it's been important for us to partner with organizations that have a special desire to reach out and help them, because it always seems like it's during the deployment when challenging things take place. That's when the refrigerators go in the blink and the furnace breaks down, and you know, to have help from the community is a great asset.
Chaplains, my understanding that when our troops deploy for the Minnesota National Guard, there's usually a chaplain with them, but there's also a chaplain assigned to the families back home, isn't there?
That's correct. In fact, that's what I've been doing for the past several months as a rear detachment chaplain for the 1st BCT. They just recently came back from Iraq and Kuwait, and over the past year, their families have been waiting for them to come back and continue on with life, and they've needed a lot of help. So we've reached out in a number of ways, and that's been part of my job to make sure that they get their needs met, as well as working with soldiers that are still back here in the States, back in Minnesota.
So, Chaplain, the first thing we think about is the deployment of the soldiers and airmen and helping them. It's hard to be away from home, but the family sacrifice as well, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, in a lot of ways, it's an all-volunteer army, but you think about the families, They didn't really volunteer for this. They're kind of drafted into it. So it's challenging for spouses, for children, for parents who, you know, have a loved one that's overseas and worried about them, and they've got to continue on with their life, and oftentimes, you know, with challenging circumstances. So anything we can do to help them is really good for the mission.
We're speaking with Chaplain Major Richard Rittmaster on Minnesota Military Radio and recording live from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Chaplain, what type of issues do you see with our deployed troops and then with their families?
Well, of course, it's a challenge on relationships, you know, when you're away for a long time, and communication is difficult, and sometimes we either do counseling for family members or get them, you know, some kind of formal counseling help when the stresses get to be too much. There's also some economic issues. You know, some soldiers go overseas, they've got a reduction in pay, and so based on their civilian job back home. So it can be a very challenge, and we try to connect them with the resources that are in place to help them.
Chaplain, I've heard that when they come back from deployments that you've got a program called Strong Bonds.
Absolutely. That's one of the premier programs supporting families. What that is it's a all-expense-paid weekend where couples will receive couples training, really, on strengthening their marriage. It involves communication and conflict resolution, that kind of thing, and it's been very popular. And we always fill up those retreats because you know, soldiers and their families want to take part in them. We also have single soldier retreats for single soldiers to kind of help them reintegrate and develop healthy relationships. So it's a wonderful program.
And Chaplain, here in Minnesota, and it's spreading across, I think, the country, there's a 30, 60, 90-day reintegration program. I'm sure you participate in that as well.
I did, yeah. That's one of the premier National Guard programs that in Minnesota was begun with Chaplain Morris and the folks that put that in place just a few years back. And that's very important because what it does is it brings the soldiers back at 30, 60, and 90 days and allows them to get reacquainted with the resources that are available, whether they be economic, educational, employment, counseling resources, and it allows them to get together with their families, and the families are invited, and they get those resources. So it really is a way to kind of reconnect and at the same time give them a leg up in terms of getting any kind of help that they might need.
Chaplain, 40 years ago when I came back from Vietnam, there weren't any programs for returning soldiers, but you really, as a chaplain corps and as a chaplain, you've got a lot of resources available to help families with a number of items, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic, and I hope that our service members really appreciate it, and I know they do, but it was quite different when you came back, and all I can say is thank you for your service, and I'm sorry that those programs were not in place when you were there, because you definitely deserve them. I'm proud of our state and the military and the civilians, and how people have all come together to support these warriors and their families, because it's something that needed to be done, and I think we're doing it in a great way.
And Chaplain, speaking as a director, board member of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, we couldn't do our job without the Family Assistance Centers. There's 10 of those in Minnesota. And they really reach out to the families and go out and visit with them one-on-one and help you to solve those problems, and then they call on the MMFF if they need funds for emergencies.
Yeah, it's a huge resource, and I've called them many times when we have service members that are in one need or another, and they always come through in some way, and it's just a tremendous asset, and I'm so grateful for your organization that is able to fund that and make it happen, because it's pretty tough without it.
Chaplain, we just got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about all the good work you do?
I just want to thank all the listeners for their support, and just want to know that we're all on the same team, and we just keep working at it, and one day maybe there won't be a war. We have to gather around. We'll just enjoy what God has given us.
Great thoughts, Chaplain. Thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio. That was Chaplain Major Richard Rittmaster of the Minnesota National Guard. And now it's time for Hire Minnesota's Heroes. With an unemployment rate twice the average, Minnesota veterans are facing an unemployment crisis. The good news is that you can help. Each week we'll feature one veteran story and ask you to help hire Minnesota's heroes. This week's veteran is Army Sergeant Andrew Froland. Andrew is a problem solver who finds satisfaction in finding ways to save his employers time and money. He enjoys developing a positive work environment by building relationships with his co-workers. He has most recently returned from Kuwait for a second deployment with the Red Bulls and previously served over 4 years of active duty. Sergeant Froland's goal is to obtain employment with a local railroad, preferably in the yard, but is flexible to any opportunity. Andrew and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on their next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To connect with Andrew, contact the North St. Paul Workforce Center at 651-779-5407. That's 651-779-5407. Or to learn more, visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. In a moment, we'll return to the third annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. We're recording live at Tartan Park in Lake Emil. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're recording live today from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. In a moment, we're going to talk to the operations manager from Tartan Park and the 2012 chair of the Military Support Network from 3M. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelido.
Today the show is live at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation's third annual Golf Classic. I had the opportunity to participate last year, and I can tell you that it was an incredible event. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a community-supported fund founded in November 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand that there are many sacrifices that military families make and want to help soften the extraordinary financial hardships that may occur when a family member is deployed by providing a financial safety net. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation recognizes the sacrifices of not only the service members, but their families as well. Today's event honors all our military families for the sacrifices they've made and continue to make. To all our military children and spouses across this great state, thank you for your sacrifice and support. I salute you.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelido. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, we've been broadcasting live today, recording live from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And joining me now is Carolyn Gonzalez, who is the 2012 chair of the Military Support Network for 3M. Carolyn, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here.
Carolyn, can you tell our listeners what the Military Support Network is about and how long it's been around at 3M?
Sure. So the Military Support Network was founded in 2009 as an employee resource group. There was about a handful of members who either were in the military or had were employees of 3M or had loved ones who or friends that were in the military. And so the group organized to support our 3M military members and their family members.
So originally you were organized to help the members, 3M employees, some of which are members of the Minnesota National Guard and deployed, and to help their families while they were gone.
That is exactly right.
And then a few years ago you took on three other causes, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Can you tell me about those?
Yes, so we started sponsoring the Gold Star Mothers, another organization called Serving Our Troops, and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, which we are here at Tartan Park to support today.
And you joined us, I think, the first year. Tim McElroy was the chair, and we had the first year's tournament, and you joined at that. And then someone asked me from the Military Support Network if it would be all right if we held the tournament at Tartan Park.
That is right. That is right. And we're extremely happy to host the event for the second time this year. And we've got a great turnout, extremely sunny day, which we're very happy about. And so we're golfing and hopefully raising lots of funds today.
And about the time that question came up and you asked me, then I met the gentleman that's joining us now, Craig Hansen, the operations director or manager at Tartan Park. Craig, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. This is really a treat to be here again. It's just been a great day, and as Carolyn said, the weather was really turned out well. I said that I had three clouds on back order, and it looked like they arrived, so we're doing pretty well.
Greg, last year we had a pretty good event, and we raised a lot of money. But this year we've got even more people out here, 50 foursomes, 200 golfers, 30 volunteers. You've got a full house today.
Oh, and it's just great to see. Number one, the cause itself is just something that Tartan Park is just proud to be a part of. We're very happy that we can partner with the 3M's Military Support Network. And everybody looks like they're just having a great time.
And, Craig, I know you've been to a couple of our other events, and you've learned a lot about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You've really gone above and beyond the call of duty here, much more than an operations manager. You're part of the team, aren't you?
You know, I could probably dig my toe in the ground and go, "Oh shucks." But, you know, I have to tell you, I'm very humbled by what Tom, you do. Carolyn, the efforts that her and the support network do. I mean, I'm in some really good company here, and there's just a tremendous staff here at Tartan Park that it means a lot for them to make sure that things go well. So it's really a team effort on everybody's part, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
We're recording live today from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Tartan Park course in Lake Elmo. And my guests today on Minnesota Military Radio are Carolyn Gonzalez, the 2012 chairman of the 3M's Military Sport Network, and Craig Hansen, the operations manager at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Craig, you got a beautiful facility here, 27 holes, all kinds of things to do. Can you tell our listeners about it?
Sure. The park itself was constructed back in 1954, thereabouts, give or take a year. And it was designed to be a facility where employees could convene and do, you know, charitable educational and recreational activities. Sort of a place to cut loose and develop networks, which is something that 3M is really proud to say that that's what they want to do. We established customer relationships as well, and through sustainability efforts in the community, we're able to put on events like this as well. So,
and Craig, tonight you got a beautiful clubhouse out here, and tonight we're going to have dinner for just a couple of people, 240 or so.
Yes, you are, and the dinner's going to be great. It's going to be great. I hope you're hungry.
Well, I think I'm seeing a lot of our corporate guests out here playing today, and it looks like they're working up a hunger to me.
Well, looks like it. I see the putting contest is going well, and people are just driving back and forth, and a lot of smiles on faces. So it's a sign of a successful day.
Craig, is your conference facility and your dining facility open to the public?
Well, we've invited the public to play this year. We're testing some business models, but primarily we wanted to invite the public out to see what Tartan Park's about. And so, yes, we are inviting the public to play. It's still a private facility, but we welcome all comers.
And, Carolyn, 3M is our host sponsor and the 3M Military Sport Network. I don't know how we'd do this without you. What a fabulous event. There's a lot of good corporate people out here. Some networking going on, too, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a real honor to be associated with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And we're all enjoying ourselves out here, and we look forward to the dinner tonight.
Well, we're having a good afternoon out on the course, and as we said, there's a putting contest going here, and some of the guys are getting a little bit noisy. And Craig, I know you're going to take good care of them. What's for dinner tonight?
Steak and shrimp scampi and a vegetable medley. And
we're not having hamburgers.
How much detail do you want?
We're not having hamburgers and bratwurst, are we?
No.
And you told me you've got a new chef in the last year, and he does an extraordinary job.
Yeah, he does. He really does. Prom catering is the food provider here, and they've really stepped up. So you're in for a treat.
And if people want to learn more about Tartan Park, what do you have, a website?
We do, tartanpark.com. I encourage you to visit. It's quite a facility, and we welcome all comers. Look forward to seeing you out here.
Craig, any final thoughts for our listeners about this great tournament today?
Oh, let me reach into the hat and see if I can pick one. Like I said before, I just can't say enough that it's just a pleasure to be a part of this. The tournament looks like it's going very well, and people just look like they're having a great time. And to have a great time and support a cause like this, that's just something truly, I'm just blessed to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg. And Carolyn, with your help from 3M and the Military Support Network, you as host sponsor, along with our founding sponsors and our dinner sponsor, pay all the expenses. And that means that these 200 golfers and everyone else that wants to participate in the raffle, the silent auction, live auction, every dollar of that goes to Minnesota Military Families. You've got to feel almost as good about that as I do as a member of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
I do. And the one thing that I really value about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation is that it helps military families at a time when they really have a need. And it's really at that time when they have the real need. And so we appreciate that, and we appreciate being a part of being able to sponsor, actually, an event like this and being a part of a wonderful day and event.
Well, we're really happy to have 3M and Tartan Park be such a big part of this event every year to help us, 3M being a longtime Minnesota company, to help us take care of Minnesota military families. And thank you so much for helping us today, and thanks for joining me on Minnesota Military Radio.
Oh, you're very welcome, but the pleasure is ours, believe me.
We're recording live from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the third annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic on Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In today's show, we're recording live from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the third annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And joining me now from the Minnesota National Guard is Lieutenant Colonel Matt Vodder. He's the liaison officer between the Minnesota National Guard and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Colonel, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, Tom, thanks. It's great to be back with you.
Chaplain Rittmaster gave us a pretty nice day, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did. It's nice to have a chaplain with this kind of pull.
We've got a lot of good corporate sponsors out here raising some money to help Minnesota military families.
Well, it's a great event, and it's so much fun to see these folks out here having a great day. I think everybody is happy to contribute and to be out here kind of avoiding work for one day for a really good cause.
Yep, they're ducking out of business to come out and help us raise some money, so we've got plenty of funds available to help our Minnesota military families when they're in need of some financial resources due to the service to their country.
Yeah, and it's a piece that we really need. It's a great stopgap for service members and their families, and it gives us a great peace of mind while we're deployed. And even when we're not deployed, just to know that there's something out there that we can fall back on, that soldiers and their families can fall back on in a time of need.
Colonel, you've been in the military for a few years, and you're a battalion commander. How important is it to have these type of resources out there to make sure that your troops are focused on the job when they're out in the field?
If we can eliminate one worry while we're out deployed doing our mission, it helps us to stay focused and to stay safe in the field. And knowing that there is an organization and there is a capacity to help our families when they run onto hard times, that we don't have to cut resources loose from the theater in order to take care of problems back home, it just makes things go a whole lot easier for us in a deployed environment.
Colonel, I'm glad you had a minute to stop by. They're waving at you. They want you to tee off next. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Hey, it's a great day to be out here. If you have an opportunity to thank the businesses that are participating in this event and other events that support the Minnesota Military Family Fund, I strongly encourage you to do so. And if at some point in time, if you're a business owner or even a private citizen that wants to be a part of this fantastic organization, we find Tom Lyons someplace and we can hook you up.
And if you'd like to know, if you go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org and press on the Golf Classic, you'll see a full list of all the sponsors of this event. And it's a kind of a who's who in small and big business in Minnesota.
And they're all great people.
Wonderful people. Colonel, thanks for taking time to join us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Appreciate it, Tom.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Matt Vodder from the Minnesota National Guard. And we're recording live from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the third annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Joining me now is a good friend of Minnesota Military Radio, Chuck Haas. And Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
You brought a whole group out here today to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic.
Yeah, I was glad to bring a foursome out here again this year. We did it last year, had a great time. It's a wonderful cause. We're really pleased to support it.
Chuck, we've had you on the show before to talk about the Yellow Ribbon City and County over in Hugo and Washington County. How's that all going?
That's going really well. Washington County has a lot of Yellow Ribbon cities and Yellow Ribbon companies and churches, and the city of Hugo is really active in supporting our military members and their families.
You still flipping burgers over there?
Fourth Wednesday of every month at the Hugo Legion. Come and have a great burger and a good time.
They like to post those pictures of you in the kitchen, Chuck. How come?
I don't know. I think we got better people to take pictures of these days.
Well, I know
we're going to have a special guest probably in October, November. I won't say who it is, but he's got stars on his lapel flipping burgers for us.
Well, we've got a half a dozen generals out here today at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic.
That's wonderful.
Is it going to be one of those?
No.
You have another one.
Another one.
And you're going to just tease us with that?
Just a tease, yeah.
All right. Well, if they want to find out, are you going to post it on the website?
Yes, we will. They can look on the City of Hugo's website, click on the Yellow Ribbon tab, and you'll find out all the things that Hugo has been doing and continues to do, our upcoming events and how we support our families.
And Chuck, you've supported the Golf Classic and the Military Family Foundation for some time. Is this the second or third year you've been out here with the group?
It's the second year, and we've firsthand experienced how the Military Family Foundation supports our military members when they have a need. And what I like about it is the red tape is non-existent. I remember we had a lady call up for her son on a Monday morning, and by Tuesday afternoon, you took care of him.
What took us so long? Usually get a same-day service, Chuck. Well, as the listeners have heard today, the Military Family Foundation has been around since 2004, and we take care of Minnesota military families, active duty Guard Reserve, and all forces, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Army, all of them. And the thing I like about it is it's Minnesota. We've got a lot of Minnesota companies out here today helping us raise some money, and they know that it all stays home. And the expense ratio is almost nothing.
That's wonderful. It's nice to know that when you're a supporter of an organization like this, 100% of what you're giving is going to go right to where it's needed the most.
Chuck, you brought a whole crew out. What golfers did you bring out today? Are they businessmen?
Well, they are. And there's a recovering politician, Pat Harris.
Uh-oh. From serving our troops.
From serving our troops. And John Marshall, also from serving our troops, but XL Energy. John Tanucci, who's been over to Kuwait and Iraq with Serve Our Troops. And then a new guy, Adam, and I'm, I apologize, I don't know Adam's name. Just met him today.
You're going to be in trouble now, Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's interesting. The last few years since I've gotten to know you, a lot of the organizations that support the troops have been pulling together, working together, supporting each other. You've supported us. We've had Serving Our Troops on the show. We've had the Yellow Ribbon companies on the show, the Yellow Ribbon cities. Things seem to work out pretty well, aren't they?
They do. Adam Johnson, thanks for that. Adam, sorry about that. Adam Johnson was our fourth golfer.
Sergeant Haltcooper's great, isn't he?
He's wonderful. I need all the help I can get.
So your guys are having a good time today.
They're having a really good time. We're bouncing back and forth between birdies and bogeys, but we're enjoying it.
And your guys are all participating in the raffle. Have you had them up to the silent auction room?
Oh, yeah. I sent them all that list that you previewed us. So we've previewed the silent auction items, and they're up there. They've got their raffle tickets already.
And you're going to stick around for a good dinner tonight and a dinner program and a little live auction.
You bet. We're looking forward to that. My dog is still enjoying the dog bed I won last year at the silent auction.
That's right. We got about a dozen new doggy beds this year up there.
All right.
And they go.
They do.
It's funny, some of the things that go. We've got a 25-pound nut goodie up there. And a couple of years ago, they were bidding that crazy.
Oh. Well, that's one of the things. We send a lot of packages to the troops, and that's one of the things they like, those nut goodies.
Well, Chuck, what else is going on in Hugo and Washington County these days?
Well, Hugo is having its own local Welcome Home to Troops event on this hamburger night, August 22nd. Our local soldiers, one of them was deployed 16 months, had four children under the age of nine that we helped support their family during the deployment cycle. And the other thing we have coming up is a Welcome Home to Troops pheasant hunt in October. We're going to host 200 soldiers who of the 1st Brigade Combat Team and any others. The brigade, of course, has been deployed five of the last 10 years, missed a few hunting seasons. We want to make that up to them.
And we're going to have you back on the show about mid-September and talk all about the pheasant hunt.
Well, that'd be great.
That'll be another big event, and you give out some pretty fancy hats for that, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's a wonderful hat. The soldiers really love that hat. It's got the division motto on the front. On the back, and their division insignia on the front, the Red Bull, and then on the back, there's attack, attack, attack.
Chuck, I wonder if you imagined several years ago that there'd be so many organizations like the Yellow Ribbon communities and the Family Assistance Center, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, all pulling together and coordinating their efforts to support our military and our veterans and their families.
Well, that's wonderful. There's so many people in our communities that want to help, want to be a part of the overall mission of whatever it is in supporting our troops and the network and your foundation. Give them a chance to do that.
And you're doing a lot of little things in Hugo, too, aren't you? Like mowing the lawns?
We're
and
plowing snow, mowing lawn of a Korean War veteran. We're starting to do that. And we're working with folks to repair their decks and put additions on their house, and all with volunteer labor.
So the Yellow Ribbon communities are doing a great job.
They are. I think they are.
And Chuck, we'd like to thank you for joining us out here today at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
If you see a soldier out there or a military family, say thanks.
Chuck, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
This is Chuck Haas from the Yellow Ribbon community of Hugo and Washington County Yellow Ribbon. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Bill Popp, Major General John Trost, Chaplain Richard Rittmaster, Carolyn Gonzalez, Craig Hansen, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Vatter, and Chuck Haas from Hugo, Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we record live from the Twin Cities News Talk booth at the Minnesota State Fair with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. That's next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.